Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 2nd of March 2026, and I think it's about 7:30 in the morning, something like that. And the sun is shining, hoping to get to the land today, a little bit later in the day today, because I've got a few things to do on this Monday morning. Excuse me, blowing my hooter there. We received a nice little selection of seeds from a friend of ours up in Scotland, dear old Fiona, who sent us some horse beans and some sorrel, and I'm not quite sure what this hypododendron pepper something or St. John's wort, I think, which is very nice. So some more little plants to get into the ground. We've got a few things to get on with today and this week. I think it's going to be a busy week if the sun comes out, or the weather permits us to have such a pleasant weather system, which would be very nice indeed. It's been a busy weekend. Yesterday was not so busy. Actually, Saturday was busy, as we had to go and pick something up for the land and sort. It was quite a big thing. All will be revealed in the English couple, so I don't talk too much about that. People can probably guess, but yes, anyway, that's that. And yesterday was, it was just a miserable day in terms of the weather, which is a shame. But I'm hoping now that we're into March, as we sort of virtually getting out of winter and we come into spring, that life will start. I mean, already you can see life on the trees, and the blackthorn is blossoming in various places, which is lovely to see. It always is nice and early. The daffodils are out, which is grand. Crocuses are sprouting forth. There's abundance of colour. We need to get more colour on our land, because it's been a pasture for a long time. So everything has just been empty, other than grass and thistles and brambles, those sort of things. But we need now a bit more colour. Oh, the cat wants to come in. Yes, I know you were. We were up early this morning, and I let the cat out. Let's let him back in. I'm coming, Puss. I know. I'm coming. Bear with me. Sort out the locks. He couldn't wait to go out. He's had to hang around for an hour and a half or so. There we go. Because I think he just wanted to go and do his ablutions. I'm in the kitchen here looking at my washing. And, oh yes, it's pretty much dry. And Julia's trousers. Are these they're not my land trousers. The trousers I've got a pair of trousers which are a little bit, I use them on the land really, because they're a little bit split in places and they don't mind getting grubby. Well, it's not whether they mind getting grubby, they don't really have a thought in it. But they do get grubby. So I've allocated these one trousers to the land. Although occasionally I do wear other ones, it depends. You need work clothes, I suppose that's what I'm trying to get to. Work clothes, and that's what they are. So it's all very exciting. Hopefully it's all very exciting. Well, it's exciting for me, may not be exciting for you. Now bear with me, I've got to just quickly wash a few things up in today's episode. Whilst I can, I'm going to try and hang up these saucepans on hooks, and I have to wake my arms up. This condition that I've been suffering from is virtually gone, but first thing in the morning, it just takes a little longer to get the arms up and running, which is a nuisance, but here we go. Ah, so yes, that's the situation. Oh yeah, typical, the cat is wishing to be fed. The cat's been a bit fussy recently. Let's see if I can get you some food. I don't know if we've got any food to hand. I think we forgot to take some out the freezer. I apologise for being on the other side of the room. Mm. go. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that, was away there on the other side of the room. Do apologise. Let's get the cat food thawing out. I'll just give him something temporary to keep him going, because he will come along and rub his back sides as he's doing already along my legs, which it's nice, it's very nice, but sometimes when you're trying to do things he sort of just gets in the way, and I've got one eye, and of course I don't always see him there. We had a sausage spaghetti thing last night that I made up, and we've been watching the series of programmes called Raffles from the 1970s. They only made 13 episodes in the winter. It's quite nice to do those sort of things. We've been reading, of course, for one another as well. We still do that. We don't watch television in the way that most people do. It's an appointment to watch with us if we watch anything. Some people, of course, still just stick the television on and listen to the narrative, the mainstream media. They listen to all the crap. They get worried. They follow the narrative, don't they? And they get scared and stressed. All those sort of things. We don't listen to any of that nonsense. I mean, there's enough nonsense in the fiction and stuff, you know, the convention, I suppose it is, convention in these programmes, which I think actually we need to break to a certain degree. Anyway, we managed to get some hot water. We've now got logs. Oh, the relief. The relief, ladies and gentlemen, of having logs. A store of logs. We had some elm and yew, which was the which we bought in an emergency, relatively cheaply, from a chap who does this sculpting with the chainsaws up in wherever it was, Wivelsfield, I think he was based. We happened to be up that way, and Julia discovered him, and he was selling these builder's bags full of the stuff. And it's okay. It burns hot, which is nice. And if you've got using it as a combination, it's pretty good. With your normal ash and oak and whatever else we burn. Elm burns very hot and quickly. But these, because they're off cut from a chainsaw, they're in unusual shapes. And so it's not so easy to cut them down with an axe to follow the grain, because of the way that they've been chopped. They're not chopped as in conventional logs, but they got us out of a hole, which was the most important part of it. And now we can get the fire going in the normal way, and then just burn these as a final thing, or to heat up the SE, which is handy. So that's rather nice. Somebody emailed me the other day and said I've got a tip for a way of lighting the fire without having to use fire lighters or chopping up kindling. And he did explain it to do with some cardboard and various other things. But, and although that sounded like a great idea, it's sort of, again, another very, very convenient way of doing things, I actually enjoy chopping up the kindling. I actually enjoy that sense of old-fashioned way of doing things. People don't seem to appreciate that you can enjoy a sort of long way round or slightly more difficult way instead of just having the easiest thing. Some people just really don't get it. They don't understand why anybody would want to take time or a little bit of effort into creating things, that everything's got to be done in the most convenient way. And I don't understand that. Sorry about the gurgling there. Because there's a certain sense of achievement. There's a sense of joy in using your hands to do things whilst we can, you know, whilst we're all young and fit and able to do certain things, there's a certain joy in that. A lot of people just don't understand that. To me, it's like a discovery. Things do take a bit of time, and once you understand that and you're resigned to it, and I don't mean resigned in a bad way, once you go, this is the way things are, there's an element of joy in it. It's too easy just to not bother, as it were, and, you know, click a button and things come up. Oh, we're all so busy, we haven't got time. We haven't got time, it seems, to do the most important things. Feed ourselves with healthy food, for example. Time to sit and think and meditate. Time to spend quality time with one's partner. We're all too busy being distracted by something or other. And the essence of life is disappearing because we don't actually live, because we're so busy being distracted by all the pressures of everything else, which in my mind is a bit ridiculous, really. I don't understand why people do that. But it's only, I think, when you get to a certain maturity do you start to realise actually what is important in life and what is not important, and chasing one's tail all the time. That's not to say you don't want to get things done. There are things that you want to get done, but there's a rhythm, isn't there? I think so. There's a rhythm in life, and it's finding one's own rhythm. Now, of course, what works for one doesn't work for another, and that's completely understandable. What I prefer to do, what others prefer to do, two different things, and quite rightly so. I don't say that anybody has to do what I do. They'd probably be foolish if they did. We all live at our own pace, hopefully. Hopefully it's our own pace and not at the behest of others. We are, to a certain degree, at the behest of others, aren't we, on occasion. But if we can find what works for us, and I think that's a thing that takes time, doesn't it? It takes time to understand what is the mode of life that we want to live in, if you see what I mean. I'm just sort of tidying up the kitchen a little bit this morning, because it was in a... We were quite tired yesterday, and we thought it's rare that we don't tidy up before bed. And I don't mean that the place is a mess, it was just a couple of items that needed washing up there, as you heard. Just make myself a cup of coffee. And the one thing about having logs is you do need, if you're having a wood-burning stove, a kitchen that is suitable, like tiles on the floor or something, so that you can sweep up the dust, the wood dust and ash that often spills onto the floor. You see, we're not terribly what's the word that you would use? Not anal particularly, but fussy, I think, is a better word. We're not particularly fussy about everything being absolutely pristine. Some people are. That's up to them. But there's no way I can be pristine in this household, because we're off to the land and you're chopping logs in the back garden. You're coming in and out of the house. Stuff comes on your shoes. You can't always take your shoes off all the time. Some people have these incredibly lush carpets, don't they? White carpets and cream carpets. And it becomes a ruddy nuisance in my mind, because you're desperately trying not to, you know, you've paid money for them. They've been laid down nicely. It's all very clean and posh and clinical and what have you. And I just think to myself, now you can't just come and go. You know, and if you've got animals, if you've got dogs or cats and things, they bring things in, don't they? So it's all a bit daft, really. But perhaps those people don't have dogs, or if they do, they've got to wipe their feet and have a special boot room, as they call it, or something. I don't know. They all have to do something. Anyway, coffee is made. I've already had a nice pipe, first pipe of the day. It's a beautiful day out there, actually. I'm looking forward to being outside with the vitamin D a bit later on. Got a few things to do this morning. First thing, it being Monday, a few catch-up things to do. I've got a video to go and make, which I hope I have an interesting subject for people. Sorry, I'm not right in front of the microphone on this occasion. I'm just wandering around the house trying to catch up with the things. I've got to go to the post office. I've got a book, two books actually. Somebody ordered two books, and there may be another order overnight. Who knows? I've just got to see if I've got an envelope in this little collection of envelopes down here. Suitable. Yes. I've got one more of these largest jiffy bags to wrap up a book in. So I shall get that done. Yesterday I did a very stupid thing. I inadvertently left my wallet in my trousers and put them in the wash. Have we all done that? I'm hoping that everybody's got their books that have been ordered, because within the wallet was the post office receipts with the tracking numbers. And I better put these in here for the moment. So should somebody say, "Where's my book? It hasn't arrived," or whatever, at least I can go and find the tracking number and say, "Well, it's over here, dear boy." And that is, you know, before I just automatically send a replacement out, there's some people kind of expect. I'm not an Amazon service, and every book that doesn't arrive or is in the post or stuck somewhere that can be chased up, the better, because it's all, you know, it costs one, doesn't it? Right, that's those seeds there. I'm going to quickly have a look at my emails, see if there's any books to post out, and then I will upload this and make my video, get that done. As you know, I've not been making as many videos a week as I used to. I've just been busy with things, with life and the land, as and when we can. And now that you know, I'm mostly back to normal, just a few little issues that are niggling, but coming good over time. Patience, of course, is the virtue. We always want to snap our fingers and everything happen immediately, don't we? We've kind of come to learn that come to expect. Oh, here we go. Book request. Look at that. So they come in. It's amazing how many book requests I get. Oh, I've just sent money for the book. Please send two. How marvellous. There we go. That's a gentleman called Rob. So I shall get that one out. So that's three books going out, which is lovely. So I should go and do that this morning. And who knows? There's another one here. And let's have a look. Book here. I love your YouTube videos and outlook on life. Please can you let me know the price and how to purchase the book, says a lady called Sarah. And fortunately, I have an email which I can just very quickly here copy. Copy in a file that I have, and I can reply, and I do this as quickly as I can. Dear Sarah, there we are, and then paste the email in and send it off, and then hopefully she'll say, "Yes, I'm really excited, and I want to get your book." And what's this one? Good. Right. I don't know how long I've done, probably not very long, but 19 minutes, there we are, a bit of waffle first thing this morning. I must get this up and crack on, I'm afraid. So have a lovely day. Sorry these aren't as often as they used to be. I will try and get back to normal in due course. It's just, it's been a very strange few months. Anyway, talk to you soon and have a good day.